sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
The arthritis was catching up on me again. I stopped. Just can't explain it.
Somewhere in the shadow of the Titanic disaster, still living by the inexplicable grace of God, slinks a cur in human shape. Today, the most despicable human being in all the world. In that grim midnight hour, already great in history, he found himself hemmed in by the band of heroes whose watchword and countersign rang out across the deep. Women and children first. What did he do? He scuttled to the stateroom deck, put on a woman's skirt, a woman's hat, and a woman's veil, and picking his crafty way back among the brave and chivalric men who guarded the rail of the doomed ship, he filched a seat in one of the lifeboats and saved his skin. His identity is not yet known, though it will, in good time. So foul an act as that will outright murder. This man still lives. Surely he was born and saved to set for men a new standard by which to measure infamy and shame.
Thank you.
sorry. and chips.
I become death. Death is the seed from which I grow. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Lo, lo. Thank you. We have a new type of rule now. Not one-man rule, a rule of aristocracy or plutocracy, but a small group's elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision. They are representatives of abstract forces who have reached power through surrender of self. The iron-willed dictator is a thing of the past. There will be no more Stalins, no more Hitlers. The rulers of this most insecure of all worlds are rulers by accident, inept, frightened pilots of controls of a vast machine they cannot understand, calling in experts to tell them which buttons to push.
Thank you.
that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemies. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Of course, it's absolute biological. It's biological suicide. It's absolute madness. No, it's just ridiculous.
Apocalypse. Mariners sailing close to the shores of Tuscany heard a voice cry out from the hills, the trees, and the sky. The great god Pan is dead. Pan, god of panic. The sudden awareness that everything is alive and significant. The date was December 25, 1 A.D. But Pan lives on in the realm of imagination, in writing and painting and music. Look at Van Gogh's sunflowers writhing with pretentious life. Listen to the pipes of Pan in Jujuka. Now Pan is neutralized, framed in museums, entombed in books, relegated to folklore. But art is spilling out of its frames into subway graffiti. Will it stop there? Consider an apocalyptic statement. Nothing is true, everything is permitted. Hassan E. Saba, the old man of the mountain. Not to be interpreted as an invitation to all manner of unrestrained and destructive behavior, that would be a minor episode, which would run its course. Everything is permitted because nothing is true. It is all make-believe, illusion, dream, art. When art leaves the frame, and the written word leaves the page. Not merely the physical frame and page, but the frames and pages of assigned categories. A basic disruption of reality itself occurs. The literal realization of art. Success will write apocalypse across the sky. The artist aims for a miracle. The painter wills his pictures to move off the canvas with a separate life. Movement outside of the picture, and one rent in the fabric is all it takes for pandemonium to sluice through. Last act, the end. This is where we all came in. The final apocalypse is when every man sees what he sees, feels what he feels, hears what he hears. The creatures of all your dreams and nightmares are right here, right now, solid as they ever were or ever will be. Electric vitality of careening subways, faster, 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 stations flash by in a blur. Pan, god of panic, whips screaming crowds as millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track. The planet is pulling loose from its moorings, careening into space. Spilling cities and mountains and seas into the void. Spinning faster and faster as days and nights flash by like subway stations. Iron penis chimneys ejaculate blue sparks in a reek of ozone. Tunnels crunch down teeth of concrete and steel, flattening cars like beer cans. Graffiti eats through glass and steel like acid, races across the sky in tornadoes of flaming colors. Cherry pickers with satin brushes big as a door inch through Wall Street, leaving a vast souvenir postcard of the Grand Canyon. Water trucks slosh out paint. Outlaw painters armed with paint pistols paint everything and everyone in reach.
Survival artists, paint cans strapped to their backs, grenades at their belts. Paint anything and anybody within range. Skyriders dogfight, collide, and explode. Telephone poles dance electric jigs in swirling, crackling wires. Neon explosions and tornadoes splash through ruined cities. Volcanoes spew molten colors as the Earth's crust buckles and splinters into jigsaw pieces. Household appliances revolt. Washing machines snatch clothes from the guests. Bellowing hoovers suck off makeup and wigs and false teeth. Electric toothbrushes leap into screaming mouths. The clothes dryers turn gardens into dust bowls. Garden tools whiz through lawn parties, impaling the guests. Were hacked to fertilizer by industrious Japanese hatchets. Those of misshapen bulbous plants spring from their bones, covering golf courses, swimming pools, country clubs, and tasteful dwellings. At my back, faster and faster, I always hear, hurry up. Energy ground down into, please, it's time closing. Sidewalks and streets by billions of feet and tires erupt from manholes and tunnels, break out with volcanic force. Let it come down, careening subways faster and faster, stations blur by. Pan whips screaming crowds with flaming pikes. Millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track. Planet is pulling loose from its moorings, careening off into space, spilling cities and mountains and seas into the void, faster and faster. Skyscrapers scrape rents of blue and white paint from the sky. The rivers swirl with color. Nitrous ochres and reds eat through the bridges falling into the rivers, splashing colors across warehouses and piers and roads and buildings. Amokart floods inorganic mold. Stirring passions of metal and glass, steel girders writhing in mineral lust burst from their concrete covers. Walls of glass melt and burn with madness in a billion crazed eyes. Bridges buck cars and trucks into the rivers. The sidewalks run ahead faster and faster. Energy ground down into sidewalks and streets by billions of feet and tires. Erupts from manholes and tunnels, breaks out with volcanic force. Let it come down. Caught in New York beneath the animals of the village, the Piper pulled down the sky.
Yes, I went to school. It was infant. It was junior. It was secondary. But that was it. It wasn't any sixth form or college or university. I didn't have that chance. How much do you expect me to know? These other things you learn about as you grow up, as you learn in society. They don't teach you these kind of things at school. Oh, by the way, you know, if you're a domestic or commercial business and you lose electricity, don't forget to call the, you know, the electricity bill because it's half price at night. No, we learn about things like gradient, the radiance of staircases and lifts, how much angles and degrees, what happens if you dropped off the top, how would you land? Splatter or just splat? And as usual, from the previous years, whenever something like that has happened with someone else that has more of my attention more than his business, to his reckoning, that my priority is you or something else instead of his business. He likes to make lovely little threats, like, one day I'll smash it all. I'm leaving, I don't care. It's not my property. If you do it, I'm insured. I don't care. It's not like before. Oh, I'm going to smash up your things, you know, or I'm going to rip a poster off the wall. It's only paper. Do it. I don't care. You can't hurt me that way, because I've had enough. And at the moment, I'm still stuck in that situation when I'm here. I'm not married. I could be married. I have no money, not enough. I can't leave because the business is being sold. The person doesn't want me to say. I can't. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Thank you. Temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Game. What I give a shit about these people.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
My kind of music! I love it! I live with it!
On Utopia's Paradise, CKUT 90.3 FM.